The death toll from the May 27th earthquake on Indonesia's Java Island stood at 6,234 as of May 31st. As the death toll climbed, a one-year-old boy was found alive under the debris of his parents' house. Rizky Puji Hardianto was in his mother's arms when the earthquake struck the village of Kalgundong in the Bantul Regency. He fell from his mother's arms, and his parents lost hope of finding him alive. Rizky, who was seriously injured, is now being treated, and his condition has improved. As many as 30,000 people were injured, and more than 200,000 have been displaced as a result of the severe earthquake in Yogyakarta and Central Java. According to UNICEF, children are especially at risk in the disaster's aftermath. They cannot look after themselves, so if they are separated from their parents or their family, they are tremendously vulnerable, one official said. Compounding the devastation were fears of an eruption of nearby Mount Merapi, which has been belching gas and lava for weeks. And a scientist said its volcanic activity had increased threefold since the quake. The quake was the fourth destructive tumbler to hit Indonesia in the past 17 months, including the one that caused the December 26, 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami that left at least 216,000 dead or missing. The country is also battling a bird flu crisis and a series of terror attacks by Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic militants.